We turn now to the gospel reading. And for the reading of the gospel, would you please stand? The gospel for this morning is John chapter 10, continuation of our sermon series on the gospel of John, the first 10 verses. Verily, truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Here ends the reading. You may be seated. It seems as though it were only yesterday, but it's been 50 plus years now since I turned that knob on that large oaken door that led me to the seminary. And when I entered that environment, I knew that my life would forever change as I was able to really get into God's Word, and I knew I would be able to spend my life somehow sharing it with others. It was 9 years ago when I opened another door that led me to where I am standing right now. And I saw before me and knew at that moment that these two were sheep who were desiring to be fed deeply in God's Word. And I surmised then, too, that here Emmanuel would probably be the last place where I would serve fully in active ministry in a church. You see, doors do not just lead you from one room to another. They allow you to enter a whole new life. And that's why Jesus, as he says of himself that he is the good shepherd, says also, "I am the door." And for us to really understand what that means, that Jesus is a shepherd who is the door, I thought it might be useful to look at what it does actually mean by way of a video clip. Watch.
Behind me and back behind that tree is the city of Bethlehem, not the way it was in Jesus' day. Of course, it's the modern Arab city of Bethlehem, and there are still a lot of Christians in there. The olive tree behind my shoulder there, very, very old, hundreds of years old. Definitely not from the time of Jesus, but from way back. But what I wanted to show you was a lesson that Jesus told. And as I pan the camera around, you can see that behind me, there's a cave. Now, this cave was a cave that shepherds would have used for a sheepfold. There would have been a chalk-like layer of rock underneath the harder rock that they hollowed out. There in the sheepfold, they would have built a wall right across it. You can see the remnants of an old wall there. And then they would put the sheep inside at night, and they would leave an opening, which you would see right about here in the picture. Of course, the shepherds, not needing wood and not having a lot of wood back in those days that they could use for gates, they would simply camp right across the entrance to that sheepfold. Jesus said over in John chapter 10 that I am the door, I'm the gate. At the same time, he was telling his people, I am the good shepherd. And that shows you what he was getting at, that they would put the sheep in the sheepfold, and the shepherd, he would camp right across the gate right here. And the sheep, No sheep could come out without going through the shepherd. No sheep could go in without going through the shepherd. I'm the gate. No sheep enters the sheepfold except through me. No sheep leaves except through me. That's what makes him the good shepherd. If you're with Jesus, you're safe. I love how simple the Bible is. You don't really have to ask what it means. All you have to find out is what those things that Jesus talked about were for, and they will be self-explanatory. A child could understand it. A child would love it. This is a sheepfold outside of Bethlehem. Were the shepherds here the same shepherds that heard the angels sing? Who knows? There are shepherds all over the place around here, but this is as good a place as any. Here is a sheepfold outside of Bethlehem where the shepherd is the gate to the sheep. God bless you.
So that helps us to see, doesn't it? How a shepherd was the door, and that was the place where the sheep would go in and go out, and they would always have that entrance and exit just where the shepherd was. And so our good shepherd is our door. And there are many doors that we walk through in life. And I think if we were to classify doors, maybe we would look at them as a door of security or a door of significance or a door of satisfaction. I think when we're young in life, probably security is the one door that we most want to go through. We're prone to go through it because we're pushed to go through it by our parents and by our schooling and by all of the people around us, that we want to be secure in our life. And we ask ourselves, well, what will bring security? It's kind of interesting because there was a leading psychologist that wrote this, and I just am quoting now. In a universe where the Earth and the solar system are no larger in relation to the entire universe than an atom is to the Earth, many people are groping about, bewildered and bitter, unable to find any enduring faith or philosophy of life. Despite their fine automobiles, well-stocked refrigerators, hours of video games and binging on Netflix, the meaning of life seems to be evading them. How will they find satisfying, meaningful lives? How will they become secure? And so we ask the question, in all that we've said and done, do we think that we've been able to walk successfully through the door of security? When we think about what our children are going to face, or our grandchildren, or our children's children's children, way back then, do we feel that the world is a safer place to be? Do we feel that we have greater security today? And so for a lot of people, the answer is no. Well, what about significance? We know when we reach middle age, we kind of move on from security to significance. So we begin to ask the question, is there anything that we've done that's going to leave any kind of an indelible mark upon anybody at all? Or is it just, we're gone? When they put in your name in the obituary column, and they have the year of your birth and the year of your death, and in between the dash, that would represent that dash, representing everything that we've done of any significance of it all, who will remember? What will it be? What lasting contribution have we made to anything besides just gaining more money and a good retirement income, playing some golf and going on a cruise ship? Has there been anything of significance to our life? And so you have security and you have significance. And then when you get to be about my age, you move from security and significance, hopefully a little bit, and you move into satisfaction. And you begin to ask the question, how satisfied are we with the doors that we've walked through? If we were to do it all over again, would we walk through those same doors? Or would we go someplace else? Were some of those doors that we thought were so great to walk through doors that we wish we never would have walked through? That's the question that we have before us. And so Jesus says this, "Very truly I say to you, I am the door for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the door, and whoever enters through me will be saved. They'll come in and go out, and they'll find pasture." And after having seen that video clip, it all becomes clear to us how the Good Shepherd is the gate, the door, the one through whom we must go. And that is so beautiful. Because when you think of a door, there's really only two uses for a door, right? I mean, you either go in or you go out. Doors are used for entrances. Doors are used for exits. But when Jesus becomes our door, we move from a meaningless life to a life that is filled with meaning and security, and significance, and satisfaction. Jesus says, I am the door. When you think of the 6 billion plus people who every day on this planet choose to walk through doors, they're walking into marriages, they're walking into jobs, they're walking into schools, they're walking into spending money, having children, getting divorces. All these doors that we walk through carry risks. The risk of marrying the wrong person, risk of having the wrong job, the risk of going to the wrong school. Our life to this moment really is basically a summation of all the doors that we have walked through up to this point in our life. If you are single, then that means that you have not found someone who wants to walk through the door of marriage with you, or else someone else has not found you and wanted to walk through that door of marriage. If you are married, the person you are married to has decided to walk through the door of marriage with you instead of somebody else. Then you think about the doors that are wrong doors. Here, just a little while ago, I received a message from somebody I've known from way back. And that person said to me, "I have to tell you, my marriage is going on the rocks. I committed infidelity, and now my marriage is no more." Someone decided to walk through a door that became disastrous for them. Doors of defeat and disillusionment. And so, of high importance for the shepherd to make sure that the sheep would walk through the right door. Not a door that led to thieves or robbers, but the right door. And his job description was so that the sheep would remain secure. Night would come and the wolves would be out. The thieves would be there and they would snatch the sheep away. And sheep could only during the day lie down in green pastures and lie by the still waters if they knew that the shepherd was lying right there alongside them, protecting them from harm's way. And that's why Jesus said, "Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and they will go out." But how would a timid, frightened sheep who's out in the middle of a field, hundreds of yards away, be able to recognize the safety of the shepherd? Very easily, they would simply listen to the voice of the shepherd. And all the other voices they would not listen to or they'd run away from, but only the voice of the shepherd would they come to. And I said, "Is that really true? Is that really true? Then I should be able to see it." So I thought, let's see it. Let's play a video and see if that's true.
One more time.
Oh, what?
That was good.
It really is what happens. There is one shepherd that we follow And as we follow him, he'll never lead us astray. His name is Jesus. And you know, it happens in our lives when we go through the right door that we don't want to go through any other door again. I remember when I was a senior in high school and I opened the very book that we're studying right now, and I began to see that there were a lot of doors I could choose for my career down the road. But when the Lord spoke to me, he made it pretty clear that ministry for me would be the way I might best serve him. And over these 50 almost years of ministry, I've had a lot of doors that I've walked through. It was back in Pomona, right after the Watts riots, when I had an opportunity to minister to a black and white situation that was growing very tense. I was able to help Vietnamese people come from Camp Pendleton, from Vietnam, to have homes in Pomona. And later on, I was able to be with the whole thing with the Rodney King riot and the Citizens Advisory Committee and minister to politicians and many of the Hollywood people that were there then and preached Jesus Christ to them. Many times I've been able to work with missionaries overseas and in our land here to bring to diverse people groups the Word of God where they have never heard it before. But of all the doors that God has opened for me are as nothing compared to the door of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That Jesus gives us the opportunity to see that there is a door that is enduring. The door that is enduring leads to true security, leads to real satisfaction, and gives significance to our lives. I don't know if you read the book, 102 Minutes, a few weeks ago. We commemorated the 9/11 event. But in that book, it talks about the 102 minutes that the people at the Trade Center had to get out of the Trade Center and to live. There were 14,000 people that day in the Trade Center. And of those 14,000, 12,000 made it to safety, and 2,800 died. And as the book explained, the reason why some lived and some died was the doors that they decided to walk through. Those that decided to go through the door leading to elevators died. Those that went through the doors that led to some of the stairwells lived. Doors are like that. They let us go in and they let us go out, but they also can be doors of life and death. Today we have an opportunity again to see Jesus as the Good Shepherd. He's the one whose Father opened the door of heaven to earth and allowed him to come into this earth to open up salvation as a possibility for the human race, because Jesus took upon himself all of sin and all of death and all the power of Satan so that we might have an open door to heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Wherever we happen to be in our life, whatever doors we're going through right now, whatever doors we're looking back on and wishing that we had never taken, we can know this for a fact. We are either on the outside of a door looking in, or we are on the inside of a door looking out. To those of us who are on the outside looking in, I would invite you by the power of God's Spirit this morning to look in deeply to the door of Jesus as the Good Shepherd and to receive him as your Savior and your Lord and to build on him. And for those of us who are on the inside of that door in worship today, looking out, we have to but know that the fields are white with harvest. There are many, many lost sheep all around us, that God might enable us to walk through those doors and reach people and help them see that they might have life and have life in all of its abundance. Amen. Let's rise and join together in prayer. Father, this morning we thank you for being the door to our lives. We thank you for giving us security and significance and satisfaction. We thank you for calling us as your sheep. And we're reminded, Lord, that you have also said that whoever comes to you, you will not turn away. And so we pray today that your Holy Spirit might prompt the hearts of other sheep who are not yet part of this fold, that you would call them this day so that they don't have to live another day without the blessings and the benefits of your provision and protection. Call some, even from this congregation this day, as well as from around the world, wherever your truth is proclaimed, to be your flock. Free them from the confines of their life, the restrictions of their world, the anxieties of their day. Set them free to go in and out and find blessing. Do your work, we pray. And Father, we ask that you would do what we cannot do, that you would touch the hearts of those who are hurting today, those whose lives are in disarray, those who are homebound or traveling, those who are searching, those who are depressed, those who are seeking, those who want to take the next step forward in an enriched life with you. Help them walk through that door as to see you as their great shepherd. And Heavenly Father, everything we do, may it be in accordance with your will and timing. Amen.